Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Criminalia, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Up the clothes and down the stair, in the house with Burke and Hare. Burke's the butcher, Hare's the thief, Knox, the man who buys the beef. Welcome to Criminalia, I'm Maria Tremarkey.
And I'm Holly Fry. Guess what? We're not talking about actual beef. William Burke had a charming, outgoing manner. Originally from Ireland, he moved to Scotland in 1817 and began working for the Edinburgh and Glasgow Union Canal, known more simply as the Union Canal, which runs about 31 miles from Falkirk to Edinburgh. Some reports suggest that Burke had a wife and perhaps a few children in Ireland and that he deserted them. We do know that while living in Scotland, Burke was with a woman named Helen McDougall, who is sometimes referred to as his wife, sometimes as his mistress. More accounts do call her his wife, though, so that's what we're going to do too, but just know there are question marks. In 1827, Burke moved into a lodging house in Edinburgh, and that move would change his life.
William Hare was also originally from Ireland, and he, too, moved to Scotland for work opportunities on the canal. The men were the same age, give or take a year. Both are believed to have been born in 1792. Unlike Burke, he's described as, quote, uncouth, a lean, quarrelsome, violent, and amoral character with the scars from old wounds about his head and brow. In 1826-ish, he married a woman named Margaret Laird. Margaret was a widow, and her husband had run a lodging house in tanner's clothes off Edinburgh's West Port. She took over running the business after his death. It's during their time at this boarding house that Burke and Hare are believed to have met.
The Burke and Hare murders, which you'll see reference to as the West Port murders, happened in Edinburgh, Scotland between November 1827 and October 31st, 1828. And their story begins when one of Hare's tenants, an army pensioner named Donald, died while he was still owing £4 rent. While complaining to his friend, Burke, about the loss of that income, the two men hatched a plan. They would sell Donald's corpse to the local medical school to recover their money.
Enter Dr. Robert Knox. Before his now infamous involvement with Burke and Hare, Knox was a renowned lecturer of anatomy, as well as an esteemed ethnologist and zoologist. He was born in 1791, the eighth child of Mary and Robert Knox. After suffering from smallpox as a child, which left him blind in one eye, Knox was initially educated at home by his father. He went on to study at the Royal High School of Edinburgh before enrolling in the University of Edinburgh in 1810. He graduated as a doctor of medicine in 1814, publishing his thesis entitled On the Effects of Stimulants and Narcotics on the Healthy Body. He went on, actually, to become a prolific author. From there, Knox obtained a commission as assistant surgeon in the army in 1815. After posts in Brussels, France, and South Africa, Knox returned to Scotland in 1822. Back home, he was instrumental in the establishment of the Museum of Comparative Anatomy and Pathology at the Royal College of Surgeons in Edinburgh. He built a school of anatomy, possibly the largest in Britain at the time, and in only a few years, he had hundreds of students.
As we have spoken about in other episodes, the demand for cadavers among anatomists and medical schools in the 19th century could not be met through legal means. And that's because subjects for dissection were limited to bodies of executed criminals, individuals who had died in prison, or those who were orphaned or who had died by suicide. Many medical schools took matters into their own hands and paid for fresh corpses, usually with no questions asked. Knox, for instance, had more than 500 students in the academic year 1828 to 1829. Consider the demands he alone had for cadavers for his daily lectures.
Burke and Hare's first delivery to Dr. Robert Knox was on November 29, 1827, but it wasn't actually meant for him. During Burke's confession, he testified that the first body they sold was originally meant for Alexander Munro, a physician and professor of anatomy and surgery at the University of Edinburgh Medical School. The body ended up with Knox because one of his medical students intercepted and redirected Burke and Hare to Knox's rooms on Surgeon Square, promising more money than Munro would pay for this corpse and any additional corpses. Prices ranged from 4 to about £14 per corpse during the time Burke and Hare were part of the trade. The men received £7.10 for that first body. Now, so we used to do this all the time, but we haven't jumped through time with currency in quite a while, so let's. £8 in 1828 seems to have been equivalent in purchasing power to about £926 today. No one could argue the body trade wasn't good money.
So we're going to take a break for a word from our sponsor. Burke and Hare were so famous that their activities coined a new word, and we're going to talk about that when we're back. Hey, everybody, it's Holly. Listen, I've been doing stuff on stage since I was a kid, which means that I have been doing my makeup since I was a kid. And I can turn out a look when I need to, but on my day-to-day, I really like to keep it a little more relaxed and low-key. I don't have time for a full face most of the time. But that also means that Thrive Cosmetics can have me covered no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm doing something on stage, like I have an appearance or a live show, or I'm just running to the grocery store. Something in their line is perfect. And what I really love and what's important to me is that they are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And to me, cruelty-free is very important in the cosmetics I use. I mentioned that I've been doing my makeup for a long time. I've gotten older in that time. And one of the things that I've done to refresh my look is switch over to their Brilliant Eye Brighteners and use something like a rose gold shade to really like go all around my eye and then just blend it out and get a daytime smoky look. It makes me look a little more youthful and more refreshed. And it's just easy as pie. And it means that I don't have to mess with a whole ton of products. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/criminalia. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/criminalia for 10% off your first order.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Let's talk about Burke and Hare's victims and about a woman named Maggie Dougherty who became their final target.
Contrary to popular belief and a lot of things you might read on the internet, Burke and Hare were not actual body snatchers. Quote, one misconception, according to Janet Phillip, author and staff member at the University of Edinburgh's Deanery of Biomedical Sciences, is that they robbed graves. She goes on, quote, but they actually never robbed graves at all. And we know this is true just by reading the account of Burke, who in his confession states this as a fact. They had their own way of supplying anatomists with fresh corpses, and it did not involve a graveyard at all. They simply killed people.
The pair worked like this. First, they would get their victim drunk. Each man then had his own role. Hare suffocated the victims while Burke lay across their stomach to prevent any sort of resistance. Their technique made it so the corpse never showed any sign, or at least any obvious sign, that the person had been murdered. A new word was coined from the pair's murderous practices. Burking, used as a verb, would mean to smother a victim or to commit an anatomy murder.
Most historical sources agree that their first murder happened in January 1828. The victim, a miller named Joseph, who was lodging in Hare's house, fell ill. Hare and his wife worried the illness would spread to the other tenants that were staying with them, and that would be very bad for business. So Hare called in Burke for help, and the men plied Joseph with alcohol, and Hare suffocated him while Burke lay across his chest to immobilize him. This time, Knox paid £10 for the body.
As soon as the men saw how easy they could make money this way, they were really all in. It was the ease with which they were able to sell the body, plus the high price they were able to sell it for, confessed Burke, that, quote, made them try the murdering for subjects. Despite statements and testimony given by both Burke and Hare, the timeline of the deadly duo's murders doesn't actually lay out a solid and consistent series of events. But we know that from January through October of 1828, They killed at least 16 people, including 3 men, 12 women, and 1 child. A woman named Mrs. Haldane was murdered while lodging at the house. Mrs. Haldane's daughter is also said to have been murdered there, as was a woman named Effie. A domestic worker named Mrs. Osler, who came to the property to do the laundry, was another victim of the pair. Yet another was a salt seller named Abigail Simpson. While they chose victims among the lodgers at Hare's boarding house, they also targeted the poorest people in the city. They murdered street sweepers, sex workers, an elderly grandmother and her young grandson, and one of their victims, Anne McDougall, was a relative of Burke's wife. All were intoxicated before they were suffocated.
In April of 1828, Burke invited 2 women, Mary Patterson and Janet Brown, to his home for drinks. Janet left after a few hours, but Mary fell asleep at the table. She was murdered by the 2 men, and her body was sold to Knox. A few months later, Burke and Hare killed and sold the body of a well-known local character in the community, a man named James Wilson. He was also known as Daft Jamie.
Knox bought all the corpses they supplied, and he never asked questions. But then that really wasn't unusual. It was pretty standard practice not to ask. But some of his students began to grow a little suspicious of where the bodies were coming from when they began to recognize the bodies being sold to them, such as Daft Jamie.
The pair's final murder took place on Halloween in 1828. A married couple by the names of James and Anne Gray grew suspicious regarding the unexpected disappearance of a fellow boarder, Margaret Maggie Doherty. Burke had invited Maggie to a Halloween party at the boarding house that night. She took him up on that offer, but she didn't leave the party alive. The men murdered her, and her body was hidden under a bed until the next morning, which is when they planned to deliver her to Knox. That next day, though, the Greys discovered Maggie's hidden body. But when they were on their way to alert authorities, the corpse was taken to Knox, and that meant that by the time the police arrived on the scene, there was nothing left behind to show there had been a crime. One version of their downfall also includes this detail. When asked by police when Maggie left the party, Burke and his wife gave different answers. One stated that she left by 7 p.m., while the other stated she left at 7 a.m. Doherty's body, it said, was found on the dissection board at the university. And now that there was actually a body, there could be a crime.
Of the murders we've talked about, there were 3 that caught the attention of the public. Mary Patterson, who sometimes went by the name Mary Mitchell, and James Wilson were both well-known in the community. Known enough to be recognized by those dissecting them, as we said. Margaret Doherty, sometimes known by the surname Campbell, was the men's final victim and the only body remaining as evidence. These were the only victims named in the indictment. A warrant for the arrest of Burke, Hare, and their wives was issued on November 3rd, 1828.
We're going to take a break for a word from our sponsor. When we return, we're going to talk about the trial, the sentencing, and what happened to Burke, Hare, and Knox?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much, they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back to Criminalia. Obviously, Burke and Hare knew what was going on, but did Knox? Let's talk about it.
The case, a capital crime, was tried by the High Court of Justiciary in Parliament Square. This is the supreme criminal court in Scotland. The public prosecutor was the Lord Advocate Sir William Wray, Scotland's chief legal official. Burke and his wife were defended by two esteemed Edinburgh lawyers, James Moncrief and Henry Cockburn.
Hare, however, was offered immunity if he provided the details necessary to convict Burke of the murders. He agreed to the deal. Turning King's evidence, Hare admitted his guilt and gave evidence against Burke in regard to the murders of Mary Patterson, James Wilson, and Margaret Doherty.
The jury deliberated for less than an hour over Burke's case. On the morning of December 25th, 1828, William Burke was sentenced to death. And the judge added to that sentence that his body be given to anatomists for public dissection. Burke was hanged outside St. Giles Cathedral on January 28, 1829. Historical records suggest there was a large turnout, like mega large, like most concerts wish they sold this many tickets.
I actually went and looked up the number a second time. I was like, is that all the zeros that are supposed to be there? Yes.
Historians estimate upwards of 25,000 people gathered to watch this execution. Those who lived in the tenement housing nearby offered their rooms with a view of the scaffold to onlookers for a fee between 5 and 20 shillings just to watch.
And the dissection of Burke's body on February 1st drew a large crowd as well. Because more people showed up to watch the dissection than had tickets to the show, local authorities were brought in for crowd control. Burke's corpse was publicly dissected by Dr. Alexander Munro, and yes, that is the same man who they'd planned to sell their first cadaver to. It took 2 hours, and during the procedure, Munro dipped a quill into Burke's blood and scribbled the following sentence. This is written with the blood of William Burke, who was hanged in Edinburgh. This blood was taken from his head. After the dissection, Burke's skeleton was donated to the Anatomy Museum at the University of Edinburgh, where it hangs still today. That's not all that became of Burke's body, though. A book was made from his skin and can be viewed at the Surgeons Hall Museums.
There was not enough evidence to convict Burke's wife, and she was released after the jury found that charges against her were, quote, not proven. Hare could not be brought to testify against his wife, so she, like he, was immune from prosecution. Hare was released from custody on February 5th, 1829, and he just sort of disappeared. Seriously, even now, 200 years later, no one is really certain what became of this man.
No one doubted the men were guilty. Most agreed that Margaret Hare knew about the murders and may have assisted in some of them, but there was no proof. Burke and Hare split the money they earned, and Margaret, it's reported, always took £1 for, quote, the use of her house. It's assumed that Burke's wife, Helen, was at the very least complicit in the murders, but there was little direct evidence against her, too. She had the clothing of one victim, Mary Patterson, in her possession, but that's the only tie. Burke claimed his wife knew nothing about the murders and that she believed his work was simply as a resurrectionist, which didn't involve murder.
Knox was hardly the only one seeking out and paying for fresh corpses, but most anatomists were not working with murderers. They were working with people who snatched dead bodies from graves, not people who were creating a supply of dead bodies. Surely he thought there was something slightly different about his supply chain, but there's really no way to know. Knox was questioned, but it was determined he had not broken any laws. A committee, including his peers John Robinson, who was secretary to the Royal Society of Edinburgh, and William Pulteney Allison, professor of medicine, was formed to investigate the charges against him. They concluded that they had, quote, seen no evidence that Dr. Knox or his assistants knew that murder was committed in procuring any of the subjects brought to his rooms. And they continued, they, quote, firmly believed in his innocence.
Forensics are an essential part of today's crime investigations, but in the mid-1800s in Scotland, the science was really still in its infancy. It wasn't until 1835 when Scotland Yard's Henry Goddard first used bullet comparison to catch a killer. The detective branch at Scotland Yard wasn't established until 1842, and the development of the technique of fingerprint analysis didn't happen until 1880. No one was looking to see if these bodies had suspicious injuries, but the public assumed Knox should have known just by looking.
In a second confession published in the Edinburgh Courant shortly before his execution, Burke exonerated Knox of all knowledge of the murders. Knox was never prosecuted for his involvement, but he was never able to escape guilt by association. The public just did not believe his innocence. On February 12, 1829, an effigy of Knox was publicly hung before being torn to pieces in the street outside his home. He was also vilified in popular folk songs and tales, and he was caricatured in prints.
His reputation was severely damaged, and he was unable to continue his career in Scotland. The press published editorials accusing him of encouraging the murders. The Royal College of Surgeons pressured him to resign his role of curator of the museum, which he did in 1831. In the early 1840s, after the death of his wife during childbirth in 1841 and the death of their son John at age 4 in 1842, Knox relocated to London. There, he produced articles for medical journals and wrote books on a range of subjects from anthropology to fishing. Dr. Robert Knox died in December of 1862 and was buried at Brookwood Cemetery in northwest Surrey, England.
The actions of Burke, Hare, and Knox did lead to changes in how bodies were used in medical research, in particular with the passing of the Anatomy Act of 1832 by Parliament in the United Kingdom. Burke, Hare, and Knox were very high profile, and the case outraged the public. In response to public disgust over the illegal body trade, the Act allowed doctors, teachers of anatomy, and medical students to also dissect the corpses of the poor, those who were homeless, and those bodies that were donated to medical science. And it was the first law to make the middleman of the trade no longer necessary. About 50 years later, embalming allowed medical schools to keep cadavers for months, finally closing the door on this chapter of the body trade. Would you like a little embalming fluid to whet your whistle?
Whet my whistle. Please just don't invite me to a Halloween party. I'm never coming home.
I mean, mine are only fun and everyone leaves happy and safe.
Everyone leaves. There's the, there's the big thing right there.
Intact, conscious.
Yes.
So in thinking about this episode this week, it is so grisly and dark in some ways. I wanted to do a simple drink that still nodded to the story itself.
Mm-hmm.
Without being grisly at all, I wanted to figure out a way to deliver something that you had gotten simply rather than going through all the work of digging up ingredients. So it's a very basic cocktail, but it has some complexity to it because of the ingredients.
I understand where you're going.
So this one is called The Shortcut. And it's an easy peasy little cocktail. But the thing that's fun about it is that it tastes like there's more going on than there is, because two of the ingredients really bring out the complexity in one another. It is based very roughly on a gimlet, which is usually gin and lime juice, or gin and sometimes specifically Rose's lime juice, which is a pre-sweetened lime juice. However, there is no one recipe for a gimlet because there are a lot of different variations, because everyone has opinions on what the right ratios are. And as we often allude to, the right ratio is the one that tastes right to you.
Right.
For example, for some of the ratios, just to give you a sense of the variance, some people will tell you that it's a half and half affair, like half gin, half of the Rose's lime juice. Others that it's like a 2-to-1 proportion. Others that will be like two parts lime juice, two parts gin, one part lime juice, one part Rose's lime juice, one part unsweetened lime juice. Like, there are lots of different variations. So I decided that we would do the slight variation, which is a basic vodka gimlet. It's the same idea. It just subs out vodka for gin. It gets a little complexity, though, because we're going to drop in another ingredient. So you're going to start this is where I like to be. Again, all of these are variable. 2 ounces of vodka. I like a nice, just clean, simple vodka for this. 3/4 of an ounce of Rose's lime syrup, and then 3/4 to 1 ounce of amaretto.
Oh, hey.
You're going to shake this with ice. You're going to strain it into a chilled cocktail glass, and then that's it. It's so easy. But the thing is, the lime and the amaretto together make this taste way more complex than it is. Like, they offset each other, and you're like, what is in this? It tastes like a very grown-up drink. It definitely tastes like alcohol. It's not one where that's masked. It makes it seem like it's probably got more ingredients than three and that it took more steps than it does. Just the dump and shake, I like to call it. It's super basic. And again, obviously, play with those proportions because different palates like different stuff. Even I like the lime or the amaretto to dial up or down. Sometimes just depending on the day. It just depends. The mocktail for this one is really quite tasty. It's also very simple. So this one you won't shake because you're starting with club soda. So if you put it in a shaker, it's going to explode and no one likes that. So I just start with 4 ounces of club soda. I add a half ounce to an ounce of almond syrup. I like Orja, but if you like a different almond syrup, that's fine. And then 1/2 ounce of Rose's lime syrup. If that is too sweet for people like Maria that don't like too much sugar, you could just use straight lime juice. It's great. It still offsets the almond flavor there in the syrup, and it's quite yummy and refreshing as well. And that's another mocktail that kind of tastes like an actual cocktail sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that's a handy and easy way to whip out a mocktail that makes you feel very much like you are actually imbibing, if that's something you're after. If it's not, it's still yummy. It's very refreshing and crisp because you have bubbles. So that is The Shortcut. Seems like you did more work than you actually did. Much like Burke and Hare, seemed like they did more work than they actually did.
The public never believed Knox. They're never going to believe this.
Those two guys were not shovelers. That's just what we know. They wanted to simplify that chain. Hopefully this libation takes the edge off of knowing that people would just happily and casually kill their acquaintances for money.
relatives, neighbors, everybody's just in play.
We would never do such a thing, and we are very grateful that you spend this time with us taking a peek at these moments in history. We will be right back here next week, and we hope you join us again for more resurrectionists or potentially murderers and more libations. Criminalia is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Time is money. The founders of Akalo Wearable Vitamins believe this so much they quit their jobs to build a product that helps prevent jet lag and hangovers. Now you can get the most out of that vacation to Vegas or the day after you have a few too many mojitos when you actually have to go back to work. For a limited time, first-time buyers have the chance to try Akalo for 50% off. Go to akalo.co and enter code CRIME50 to get yours today. That's akalo.co, code CRIME50. Don't lose another moment to jet lag or hangovers.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.